Plymouth County Sheriff's Office has released the name of the victim involved with Thursday's accident between a semi-truck and a Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad. The driver is now identified as 74-year-old Raymond Birch of Larrabee, Iowa. No indication as to the condition of Birch was indicated on the news release. Authorities had classified his status immediately after the accident as being serious condition. He was airlifted to a Sioux City hospital. The accident occurred approximately 3 miles west of Lamar's at a rail crossing on Highway 3. There are several events scheduled for this last day of Ice Cream Days for 2021. The highlight event will, of course, be the annual parade scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. and will traverse on Central Avenue. However, Margaret Catton says that there is an event planned at the Olson Cultural Events Center going on right now before the start of the parade to help everyone get off to a great start this Saturday.
You want to get out and stretch your leg? We have down at Olson Cultural Events Center, Sunrise Yoga, which is sponsored by Awaken Yoga, will start at 7 a.m. It's going to be a beautiful morning to start your day off right. And then we have the parade, of course, kicking off at 9. In addition, down at Olson Cultural Events Center, we will have a lot of setup for the activities for the day. So there'll be birds and bees a-buzzing down there getting ready. And if you go off-site over to West Floyd Park, you can participate in the disc golf tournament. That is a ticketed event you'd want to sign up for. And there will be ice cream out there as well.
Catton talks about today's Ice Cream Days parade and what we can expect.
Yes, I think the last tally I had heard, and it may have been a few days ago, but we were up to about 60 or 70 entries. So we are looking for another awesome parade. Lots of music, lots of dancers and entertainment. So you'll want to make sure to get your seats out there early.
The Ice Cream Days committee member says that there will be a special entry for this year's parade that everyone will be sure to watch.
Well, I know there's always a favorite with the Abu Becker Shriners Rat Pack Patrol. So those are the little speedy cars that'll be buzzing down the roadway. You got to watch your toes for those.
Catton says that many of the events from past Ice Cream Days that were located at Foster Park have now been moved to the Olson Cultural Events Center.
We will have some of our local talent. We've got Celtic dancers who are coming in from Sioux Falls. They take part in the parade. And then we also have the CDA and Turnaround, who will both be doing performances in the afternoon. Then we've partnered with Hy-Vee to host the ice cream flavor contest, in which we have, I believe it was somewhere between 15 and 17 families that have gotten together who are going to be creating hopefully very delicious flavors of ice cream for our judges to sample. We also have the Absolute Science Magic coming in, so it's a combination of science and magician work. And then we will wrap up our afternoon entertainment with the Lamar's Community Theater. And the children have been working so hard to put together a performance for us that will be starting around 2:30.
She says that there will also be several interesting and entertaining events that will take place on the north end of town at the old Tool Park, including what is being referred to as the post-lockdown throwdown.
This is a new exciting event that we're putting together, and we're going to have a giant ramp up there. In addition to our lovely skate park, we're going to have professional skateboarders, Bacon skateboarders, and then Nowhere BMX riders. We're also going to have a handful of food trucks down there, along with a live DJ for entertainment. Next to that, you'll also find the YMCA Cornhole Tournament. So you'll want to come down, grab a seat, and cheer on a friend and family member that might be participating in that. Of course, you'll have the lovely aroma from the Grill and Chill Rib Rally that's going on.
A popular fishing derby will take place at the city's municipal pond beginning at 5 p.m. And at 6 p.m. at the Olson Cultural Events Center, Ice Cream Days will hold its finale with the Ice Cream Bash concerts featuring two bands.
Yes, we will have performances by the Nadas and Birdchild. So we'll be doing a little intermission kind of between 4 and 6, setting up for sound and stage, which we have a saxophone musician who is going to be touring around down at Olson while you maybe get some food from the food trucks. You can listen to him entertain us, and then we'll have, starting at 6 o'clock, the Nadas and Birdchild performing for the balance of the evening.
Catton says all day long various food truck vendors will be serving delicious food, and of course at many of the events, free ice cream will also be served. An old favorite activity associated with ice cream days of the past is being brought back this year. 17 area families will compete against each other in the creation of a new ice cream flavor. Mary Reynolds with the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce explains where that contest will be held, as well as the rules for the new flavor ice cream contest.
Well, it's Saturday, June 19th. It'll be held from 12:30 to 1:30 on the stage at the Olson Cultural Event Center. And we're really excited because used to be they used people from the different businesses, and goodness knows they're all so busy during ice cream days anyway. We decided to go with families. So we have 17 families that will compete that day. They'll be given a gallon of ice cream, vanilla, and then they get to make their own flavor. So it'll be fun to hear the recipe cards that Candace Nash, our MC, will read. And we'll get to experience all these new thoughts on what you can mix with ice cream. We'll have four judges that will be served every ice cream made, and then they'll pick the top three.
Reynolds tells us those selected families that are scheduled to compete for creating the best new flavor of ice cream.
Dr. Jiha, and I'll just say the first names, and it's the whole family, Rob Dixonman, Dave Shipper, Tyler Petty, Drs. Pat and Christina Simonson, Jake Kearns, Cassie Madsen, Brian Schultz, Caleb Van Otterloo, Mike Crank, Cole Sitzman, Dr. Adam Erdman, Aaron Youngers, Brad Case, Deb Vandenberg, Luke Cargan, and Jared Penny.
Reynolds says that the contest had been suspended for a few years due to the lack of participants, but she says hopefully this year's contest will stimulate renewed interest in the contest.
Well, we hope people will come watch and cheer on the families. It's supposed to be just family fun. And we've told them they can decorate, theme out their tables and everything and themselves. So it should be a happy little event to add to Ice Cream Days.
The chamber official says she doesn't know whether or not Wells Enterprises has ever adopted the winning entry of a new flavor and created the product and decided to market that new created flavor.